You're listening to a Student Radio Association podcast.
I am now joined by Chris Sawyer, Dave Cribb and Pete Allison, and they have just hosted the I Love Student Radio Awards. You alright, guys?
Good.
Yes.
Wow.
Got a pint of wine now.
So. You are all holding pint glasses full of wine, and it's great to see. Dave Cribb, you're strumming a guitar.
Ooh, we're on a podcast, and we want them to laugh, and we're giving them love tonight.
Don't know what's going on.
Ooh, it's the SRA podcast. I don't think it's right. Not giving me my love tonight. Just a theme tune, is that right?
Nice one, Dave.
That's great.
I'll accompany the rest of it.
Maybe we should explain that that's what's been going on all night if you haven't been here.
Yes, Dave has been accompanying all the awards with wonderful songs for the award presenters, haven't you?
Yes, thank you very much. Wonderful song.
It got great reception.
Did it? Oh, that's nice. It's very hard to tell from the stage, isn't it? What's getting good reception and what's getting bad reception. But we wrote some funny songs, I thought, and I thought we just, you know, it was a fun vibe.
Yeah, I was trying to remember what your worst pun was. Possibly the Will Manning one?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we didn't get around to playing that. I had a Will Manning one.
Do it now.
Oh, God.
Do it. Go for it. Thank you so much for doing a theme tune to my podcast. I've done loads over the past couple of days, but a theme tune to the podcast, that's amazing. I couldn't have wished for it. But go ahead, Will Manning.
So this is the song for the Hits Radio's Will Manning, who threw up on a train, apparently.
That one is real.
I don't have Manning on my mind I do it for the love. I don't have Manning on my mind.
You get where that's going.
He'll throw up over you.
Amazing. Thank you very much. And how did the actual awards go, aside from the amazing songs?
It was absolutely terrifying. I've never spoken to such a bear pit of drunken, overexcited students, but it was wonderful.
It was really nice. There was a really nice mood about it, because it's the last night of the conference and everything. I think everybody's up to have a really nice time, and those awards are all about people that probably don't get credit in other places, don't get the credit they deserve, because no one could do the whole student radio thing if people didn't run the stations. And I think it's nice to have a really amazing night, the last night of the conference, to pay tribute to them, really.
And it's really good. I think we should shout out to the individual winners who won the Volunteer of the Year and the Committee Member Award. It was Dom and Rosie, and particularly
Stephen Robinson,
the man of the night.
Stephen, what a man.
I think he epitomises the whole I Love Student Radio Award, doesn't he?
Yeah.
He's like the man that is just the absolute epitome of it all. Everyone got behind it. It was so nice to see everyone supporting him.
What happened with him, again, if you weren't here, was Stephen had his name just pulled out of the hat to come up and present one of the awards. And everyone noticed he was quite a character. But then he went on and actually won the final prize of the night, which was Outstanding Contribution to Student Radio. And Dave sang him a special theme song.
Do another song?
Yeah.
Okay,
I can't wait.
If there's somebody calling me on Robinson.
It was a beautiful moment. I mean, maybe that didn't quite capture it, but it was a beautiful moment at the time.
But, I mean, I think we can all agree, Stephen Robinson, what a man.
Yeah.
Well, he's brilliant because he is the sort of person that would never get recognised at the main Student Radio Awards, because he's an off-air person. He kind of works behind the scenes to keep the station on the air, but tonight was his night to shine. And everyone was on their feet at the end, swaying backwards and forwards and singing
100%.
That song.
There are so many little stories about people in student radio that I think we heard some really nice ones there, about people standing outside student radio stations for 4 days campaigning to stop them being closed. And then Stephen, he slept on the sofas in the student radio station itself. It's amazing. You only get little stories like that at that, and it's really nice.
My favourite thing about Stephen Robinson, so he just did an interview for this podcast a minute ago, and they sort of went, so what, you know, what have you done to deserve the award or whatever? And he was so modest, like, oh, I don't know, really. I mean, I suppose, well, I raised £75,000 for the station. And then he paused and thought more and went, and I built the whole studio.
he made
that whole thing.
Casual 75 grand.
Exactly. He built the whole thing and raised all of the money, and he was so modest and it was so lovely.
If there's somebody hauling us on, Robinson.
Beautiful. I mean, aside from Stephen Robinson, was there a favourite moment at all for the awards?
I mean, I don't know. I can't even bear to remember half of it. Possibly actually finding a Tinder couple.
Yeah.
Katie, do you want to tell us your part in the Tinder story?
No.
We attempted to match up Katie with someone using the dating app Tinder. Didn't go so well. But we had a second go where we managed to find a boy and the girl who'd matched with each other. They were both in the room. Got them up on stage. Everyone now knows their Twitter handles, and we're going to follow them over the course of the night and find out whether they get it on.
The thing is, I said to her jokingly, are you disappointed with what he looks like in real life compared to photos? She said yes.
No.
Don't say that. He's right there. I can't even try and cover that. I can't even try and make that look nice. It was, but no, it was good fun. That whole Tinder thing, it worked really well. It was good fun.
Genius. Well, thank you very much, guys. Amazing awards. We all loved it. A lot of laughs, especially for the songs. Went down very well. So enjoy the rest of the conference.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
To get in contact with us,
tweet us at SRA.